78 degrees in Nashville. We are still under a heat advisory in Middle Tennessee today. A high expected to be in the upper 90s with a heat index as high as 111. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. A video surveillance company used by many police departments in Tennessee is making changes to how it collects data. Flock Safety, which has cameras working in places like Murfreesboro and Mount Juliet, will keep its data for a shorter amount of time. Originally, the company retained video for 30 days. Now it will keep data for 7. Flock has continued to raise intense pushback from residents. At a recent Murfreesboro public hearing, Pamela Jones put voice to it.
We don't like surveillance. We don't like surveillance we don't even consent to. We don't like a city council that doesn't seem to care about what we think.
The concerns cross party lines. Residents in East Tennessee can hear from Republican Representative Jason Zachary in Knoxville on Wednesday night about the issue. Called Flock Off, the event is hosted by Americans for Prosperity and will discuss Flock and other cameras used by police departments. A woman is countersuing the city of Manchester after officials filed an injunction accusing her of filing too many records requests about their sewage system. Over the past year, a former Manchester school teacher named Sarah Bradley filed 6 or more public records requests. The Tennessean reports some of them are lengthy and require multiple departments' use of time and money. Court documents show that Bradley asked about unpermitted fill sites, sanitary sewer outflows into the Little Duck River, Bonnaroo dumping, land use subcommittee meetings, and where the city's money goes. The city says Bradley is abusing the law and is using the records request to disrupt operations at the city, which is why they filed the injunction. A state law that passed in 2021 supports the city, saying that a court can ban a person's request for up to a year if there's evidence that they were made with the intent to disrupt government operations. Bradley filed a countersuit against the city on First Amendment grounds. Her filing states that her actions are all speech and petitioning behavior that is protected by the First Amendment. Dave Grohl, lead singer of the rock band Foo Fighters, called Nissan Stadium a frying pan during their show in Nashville on Saturday. The heat index reached 111 degrees in Middle Tennessee this weekend. The temperatures affected other outdoor events like the Wilson County Fair. They delayed the start times to events, added cooling tents, and adjusted hours to try and beat the heat. The heat advisory continues today with the heat index again expected to top 110 degrees. This is Nashville's local news. An NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.